All right, so I'm going to share screen and I'm going to grab yours. And the date on yours was October 28th. Is that the most recent one?
Yes, that is.
Perfect. So let me start my thing. Okay, cancel, start. Okay. All right, so let's go through. So they're looking at cardiovascular, blood sugar, immune, adrenal, and GI as being the top ones. Okay. Right, I'm gonna skip. I wanna go to your nutrients. It's looking at D and calcium and B12 and zinc. Okay. And so here's the thing, sometimes people say, but I'm taking that already. But if you're taking it already and there's an indication that you're low, it means you're either not absorbing it or you're not taking the right form or you're not taking enough. So, it's one thing to say, oh, I don't need to do that. It says I need B12, but I'm already taking B12. It's more like, well, yeah, you do, but you just need more than what you're getting right now. All right, so let's look. Okay. Skip ahead. Here we go. I'm going to look because I've looked at yours before. I'm going to jump right to the comparison one so we can see what's happening historically.
Okay.
Let's see. Here we go. All right, so we have from June 19, we have an October 19, and we have an October 28. And your glucose is pretty consistently in that range. Do you find that when you test it, that that's the range it's usually in?
Yeah, and actually, the one I printed out only has two things, and yours has three things, so I'm just kind of a little concerned about
There's one that has two, and that's back up here. This one has the most recent two, okay. And it's called comparative report.
Okay.
And we can look at that one as well, if that was the one you're on. Your hemoglobin A1C is a little on the high side, 5.4, even though it says green. I think I'd like to see it a little lower. So I would be looking at your postprandials and seeing if there's still some foods that are raising it. It hasn't changed at all since, in a year. It hasn't changed at all in a year.
Okay, so I'm actually not sure how to do that postprandial thing.
Okay, so if you go on to the site and you go into the Sweet Spot program, or you go into the spot on the main page that says test glucose, it's under the Discover Your Imbalances section.
Okay,
it'll give you exact directions, right? You test right before your meal, you eat your meal, and then you can And then you get to chart it, right? The other option is to get a patch. And I don't know I don't know how California works, but here in Texas, chiropractors can prescribe them. So just get your partner in your practice to prescribe you a glucose meter.
Well, we can't prescribe it here.
Yeah. Oh, bummer. Okay. Well, in that case, do you have any MD friends that could prescribe it or NDs?
No, but I can ask. Actually,
ask around and see if you can get it, because it'll just, because with your busy life, with treating patients all day, it's hard to stop every 15 minutes to test your glucose except on weekends and your days off.
And I did have the Freestyle Libre and I didn't get that much information from it, or I guess I don't know how to interpret the information, because
I can help you with that for sure.
Okay, so we'll talk about it later.
We can get on a call and talk about that.
Okay,
all right. So, all right. So we've talked before about potentially the low stomach acid. Are you taking bitters with your meals?
No.
No or yes?
No, I'm not.
No. So I would look at that. You can either get a bitters tincture. Herbalist and Alchemist has it. Summer Box, some of us got samples of that. She has a really good one, Guts and Glory. There's a couple of other companies that have them, and you just take it with your meal. Hers is real convenient because it's a spray. You could just spray it into your mouth. under your tongue. Herbalist and Alchemist is just a tincture and you put it in your mouth about 15 minutes before you eat your meal. You know, it's kind of like while you're chopping your vegetables and while you're getting prepared, you take your bitters and that's going to help you absorb things better.
Okay.
Yeah, your potassium is super low. It wasn't a year ago, but it's low now. Not super low, I will say. It's just below the optimal range.
Not much difference between the two.
What's that? 4.1 to 3.9.
Oh, sorry. I'm looking at something else.
What's that?
I was looking at something else.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it just throws off the sodium-potassium ratio. So, you know, what potassium-rich foods can you add to your diet? I know that when we try to do low glycemic, we get rid of some of the top high potassium foods like bananas and potatoes and things like that. Avocados are good. Broccoli's good. There's a number of them. And there's a chart in on the minerals page. So if you look at where it says, you know, your nutrients, and then you look at the minerals, there's a chart on the minerals page that shows all your high potassium foods. And your protein is down. Yeah, I think that you need to, do you do the chronometer at all? I know we've talked about it a couple of times.
No, I haven't been able to figure it out.
Okay, let's schedule. You have a call with me just specifically that we can go over chronometer. You have a call to specifically go over this. So let's do that. And let's get you going in the right direction. Okay?
I'd like to go in the right direction, yes.
All right, we'll get you going. I'm good at redirecting people. I had kids and had to redirect them all the time. phosphorus, calcium. Yeah. I'm thinking the minerals and the low stomach acid is a biggie. And I would look at zinc. Are you taking any zinc?
No, I'm not.
Okay. Liquid zinc. Again, testing it. Let's schedule something, you know, right after the holidays, let's get on the calendar and let's just really ram through everything that you need in terms of making sure you have all your resources. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. AST, ALT, those are good. Liver stuff is good. Oftentimes, you know, this particular software will look at the AST, ALT ratio. And if those are off, then it's a good number, but it's like, it's useless right now because they're good. So it doesn't mean anything. Okay. Your iron is on the high side. Are you taking iron?
No.
Do you drink well water?
No.
Do you cook in cast iron pots?
No.
So somewhere you're getting elevations in iron. Let me look at your ferritin. I don't see ferritin. I would like to see your ferritin. Because okay. I want to see the difference between your ferritin and your iron. If your iron is high, but your ferritin is low or normal, that means one thing. If your and that usually has to do with melatonin, by the way. If your iron is low and your ferritin is high, it means something else. If they're both high, then it means, you know, we have to keep an eye on you and look to see if you have any hemochromatosis genes and just keep an eye on that and, you know, make sure you're not supplementing with iron.
So there's transferritin saturation. That's not what you want.
Mm-mm.
Okay.
No. Transferrin is a protein that carries iron around in the blood. And when the iron is high, the transferrin saturation is going to be higher than we expect it to be because it's saturated. That protein is saturated with the iron that it's carrying around. So that's just a reflection. Mm-hmm. Your cholesterol is pretty similar and as is your triglycerides. Nothing has changed much in the last year. Yeah. So, HDL is good. I like to go back and review some of your genetics to see if that's what that is. If there's some, you know, genetic markers. Have you done the advanced lipid panel?
No, I haven't.
I thought that was one of the, it might be just new Gold Plus people, but I thought that was one of the Gold Plus bonuses this year. Was an advanced lipid panel and an interpretation. We'll go back and look at that. And if not, if it's not through us, then you can just go, you know, whatever lab you use, or the Run My Labs, Allen Hopkins lab, and just do an advanced lipid panel. Anybody that has any elevations in their cholesterol numbers, I just think it's a good idea to do that, just to really verify whether there is, there could be a true danger or not. I'll give you a really good example. My husband's cholesterol's always been high. Always over 200, 250, 260. And he was very frustrated because it was up, and he'd been on this pristine diet, lost 30 pounds. It's like, what the heck is going on here? So we did his C-reactive protein, perfect, 0.2. We did his homocysteine, perfect, you know, 7 or whatever. We went and did an advanced lipid panel, perfect. Then I said, okay, the ultimate test for anybody that's concerned about their heart is this thing called a calcium CT scan. And it's a very, very low radiation, and it's done to the heart, and they visualize the arteries. He had like an 8 out of, it could have gone up to 400. So we're like, okay, your cholesterol's high. There's really no other indication that there's a risk factor here. Everybody in your family has high cholesterol. It's not a problem, right? It's just a number on a piece of paper. But if any of those other things were out of balance, then we'd have something to work on. So I would look at that, the advanced lipid panel. And if anything's off in there, then also looking at the CT, the calcium CT. They're like $75. And if you're, I think if you're on Medicare, they pay for it. You don't even have to pay for it. So unless you're over 70, and then you don't even need a doctor's order to get the CT scan of your heart, the calcium score. You don't even need a doctor's order unless you're over 70, in which case he was 70 and he had to get a doctor's order to get it, which, you know, I don't know.
Dr. Rita Marie, can I ask a question?
Sure.
So also, can you, what about measuring if the LDL is oxidized? Is that accurate?
Oxidized LDL is actually a good test. They rarely do it, and they really should. I'm not sure. Do they do that on the advanced? I think they do.
No,
that.
They don't. But Direct Lab has a separate one that measures
LDL. That measures oxidized. That's another one to do, is oxidized LDL, because LDL is dangerous when it's oxidized. And that's why when we tell people, if you're going to eat eggs, don't scramble them. Because what happens is you're scrambling up the eggs, and it's mixing in with the oxygen, and it's oxidizing the cholesterol. Right, so it's oxidized LDL that's the dangerous one. And your creatinine kinase is good, which, you know, that's an indicator of like breakdown of heart muscle. Your vitamin D is the pits. So how much D are you taking? And let's get you up.
I'm not taking any D.
Okay, so you need to take D, especially now that it's getting to be winter time. And I think I would recommend, given it's a 30, I don't remember if you have the VDR SNPs. We can look at that when we do a private, but I would say just get on 10,000 for 6 weeks and do another test and see how high it goes. And then we can decide, you know, how much you really should be taking.
Okay.
Okay. Hemoglobin's on the little on the low side with the iron. Okay, so when I see high iron and low hemoglobin, I'm going to put 2 more minutes on that. When I see high iron and low hemoglobin, I'm thinking B6, because B6 is a cofactor that's required for taking the iron and making it into the hemoglobin. Okay, let's see. 2 more minutes. We'll give you 2 more minutes. Do you take any B6?
No, I'm not taking any vitamins right now.
You're not taking anything right now. Okay. How long have you been off your vitamins?
Probably since the summer.
Okay. So some of these numbers might be reflective of just you're not taking it, not getting enough of it in your food. B6, you know, B6 is required here. Let me look at this number. Hemoglobin, you know, it's been low before, and I'm going to look back at your iron from last time. Yeah, I would say that's a pattern, even though you haven't been taking anything. It's a pattern that was there a year ago as well. All right. So B6, important one.
And back up that when I took it this a year ago, I was taking vitamins.
You were taking vitamins.
Yeah.
Were you taking B6, do you recall?
I probably was.
Probably was. Let me see. You know, the best way, it's gone down from last year. The hemoglobin has gone down from last year. And the iron has gone down from last year. You know, here's the best way to really know if the changes you make when you get a blood test or a stool test or a Dutch test or whatever, to know if the changes you made are making a difference is to make a plan, follow the plan really well for 3 months, 4 months at the most, and then retest everything and see. Because it's, you know, you're like everybody else, right? You get caught in life and you go, I take this for a little while, I take that for a little while, and then you don't, and you don't really have a good sense of what's working and what's not. And so you can just keep flip-flopping around and taking this and taking that and not really knowing what's effective. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. We're at the end, but what I would recommend from this is that I gave you a few things to get started on, right? Mm-hmm. Let's do that. Set up an appointment, get on my calendar. Do it sooner rather than later because it's got a lot of openings right now in January, February, but if we wait too long, it's not.
So, and I think I'm on for something in December.
Actually. Oh, wait, I think you are. Yeah, because last time we were on, we scheduled you. Let me see. Yeah. I think it's next week, actually.
I think it might be.
I have you down for the 15th, so at 7:30 p.m. Central, 5:30. Does that time work?
That's perfect, yes.
Okay, perfect. Great.
Wait, sorry, 7:30
Central.
Okay, which
would work? I could do later if you need it.
Which would be 5:30 my time?
5:30 is your time.
Okay.
You want to do it a half hour later? Does it give you more fudge time?
Yeah, let's do it a half an hour later. I'm sorry.
That's no problem. That's no problem.